There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go, and blissed, here we go, your dial set correctly, to USAprepares.com, hour number two. And by the way, Dr. Shealy, the first hypocrite will be traveling to the Everglades on Earth Day. And he's going to leave Washington, D.C., and he's going to use 9,180 gallons of jet fuel in Air Force One to go to the Everglades for Earth Day. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the waste? You know, this, and that's why I'm now calling him the first hypocrite. This guy was going to reduce the wars. He was going to reduce the casualties. He was going to save the country. He was going to limit the size of government. He's done exactly the opposite on all counts. So I guess my advice is don't believe what these guys say. Watch what they do. Watch what they do. So the first hypocrite will be traveling to the Everglades using 9,180 gallons of jet fuel on Air Force One.
Well, you're dealing with the most evil person on the face of the earth, so what can you expect?
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah, my opinion as well. Dr. Shealy, there's a man who was beaten by the cops in California. And so San Bernardino, California has decided that in settlement for these cops beating this man on horseback, the deputies beat him. They didn't just arrest him. They beat him. $650,000 is the payout. Now, okay, so we get some money. But you know what? I don't think that's enough. I think what should happen, in my opinion, when the police abuse people like they did with Bob Estes in Sparta, the police should be arrested. They should be behind bars and tried the same way that we would be tried should we do something like that. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Shealy, here's a thought. When I was at the radio station KWTO in Springfield, Missouri, and I walked in. I hadn't seen this one particular person there for a while, let's say a couple months. And he walked up to me and said, "Hey, Vinny, how's it going?" Shook my hand, and we're standing in the lobby, and it's this glass wall that faces the street. It's a 5-lane street right in front of the radio station building, and we were there looking out the window. And we were kind of talking, and he jumped back, and a very serious expression came over his face, and he said, "Whoa, I can't stand too close to you. They may miss you and hit me." And he was very serious about that. The reason I'm mentioning this, Dr. Shealy, is, you know, many years ago, colonists came to this country, and the colonists kind of explored and settled, and England decided that they wanted to control the colonists more and make them pay taxes, if you will. And so the colonists kind of resisted, and then there was more oppression by the English government, and then the English government sent the troops in, and they wore these red coats. And then the redcoats, you know, there might have been allegedly some nicer ones than other ones of these redcoats. And they, some were more oppressive than others, but the colonists decided they've had enough. And so they started pushing back. But they started looking at these redcoats as all the same, because they were all on the same team. Their uniform was these redcoats. Well, the shooting started. And then it was like all redcoats were the same, and just the colonists, I guess that would be our team, started picking off the redcoats because one was the same as the others. They were all on the same team, and they were the enemy. And the reason I'm mentioning this, Dr. Shuley, is I think that, you know, allegedly there are some good blue coats. You know, they wear blue uniforms. And I've heard that people say, yeah, but, you know, they're not, all the blue coats are not bad. There are some good ones. Okay, well, here's the suggestion I have. So if you think you're a good blue coat, why don't you say to the other blue coats who are not blue coats, hey, I heard this story about this guy who was standing at the radio station KWTO, and he was talking to a guy, and he said, hey, I better not stand too close to you because they may miss you, Vinny, and they may hit me. So if you're a good blue coat, why don't you self-police the bad blue coats and say, look, you know, when the shooting starts, they may miss you and hit me. What do you think, Dr. Shuley?
Well, you know, you got to be prepared. That's all I think.
Yeah. What I'm really saying is, you know, the blue coats, pretty soon they're all going to be treated the same by, you know, the other team. That would be us. And we're going to say, you know, we've had it with you shooting our dogs and our animals and our wives and our children and coming to the wrong house and bashing the door down and saying, oh, geez, we're in the wrong apartment. I'm sorry we gave your husband a heart attack, ma'am. I'm sorry he died from fright because we, you know, we threw that flashbang grenade in there. I'm sorry that we burned your child's face when that flashbang grenade landed in his crib. I'm sorry. Actually, they don't even say I'm sorry. They rally together and they say, no, that is the appropriate use of force. Even though we had the wrong house, the wrong apartment, the wrong day, the wrong people, even though we beat you and tased you and killed your family, that's policy. I can see it coming, Dr. Shuley. I can see the shooting coming. I can just see it coming because there's no apologies. There's no accountability. The blue team is able to kill with impunity. And the elected representatives who have become politicians have decided that they're going to rally behind the bad thug blue team members and say, well, that's policy. That's, you know, it's in the book. That's the way it's done. No, the plan is, no, when we think that there's some drugs involved, we are going to come in and bash down the door in the middle of the night because we want everybody to be safe. So we're going to bash the door down at night. We're going to come in with our MRAPs and our SWAT teams, and we're going to make sure that we keep everybody safe. Unfortunately, when people die, well, that's just the way it is. We're still keeping you guys safe. Pretty soon the shooting's going to start. I can feel it coming. I'm not advocating it, but I can feel it coming. So,
I think that's only just a tiny taste of the country as a whole.
You think so?
Yeah.
Tell us what you mean, Dr. Shuley.
Well, I don't know. I just had the feeling since Obama got in that it's the beginning of a future civil war.
Yeah.
I don't see any other way of stopping the crap.
You know, I've got to be very careful how I say this, but let me just say, I was in the kitchen with Mrs. Finelli this morning before the broadcast, and there was this thought of people saying, you know, we should, Washington should bomb this other country. I mean, and this was like this news report. This person thought, you know, we should go bomb them. Washington should go, you know, attack them. And I'm thinking, they've got this exactly backwards. The problem is not this other country. The problem is Washington. That's where the problem is. Now, what would happen if some other country said what we say? Hey, we should bomb Washington. What would happen? What would happen if someone just even thought that? Can you imagine? That's not the kind of thing that makes the news, right? That's not even discussed. And I hope that other countries don't think that the American people are the same thing as the American politicians. I hope that they're able to distinguish between the two. Now, I'm not saying bomb Washington. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is I hope that other countries who now look at Americans as the ugly Americans, that term from the 1960s and 70s, I hope that they look at us as not the same as politicians who are in this country.
Well, I agree.
Who are, yeah. As a matter of fact, I met a man at an airport many, many years ago, and he's a Native American. And, you know, we're sitting and waiting for our flight, and I said, are you Native American? He said, yes. I said, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry for what we have done. And when I meet people from other countries, Europe, I say, I'm sorry for what we've done. We go around beating up people all over, destroying their infrastructure. And, you know, I've heard people say that they don't want the United States apologizing to these other countries. Well, we've gone in there and have destroyed them. And I am sorry when we provoke mayhem and when we cause mayhem. I am sorry for that. It's not the people I know. It's not Dr. Sheely. It's not USA Preparers. It's those people who have elevated themselves into what we call politicians. I'd like to take a minute and thank Janet Randall and John Dollarhite for handling the meetup on Monday in my absence. I was on Republic Broadcasting Network. I was asked to be on with John Stadtmiller, and we were in rescue mode. And the idea was, there was a serious financial problem with Republic Broadcasting, and I was asked if I could assist, and I did. And the bottom line is, it worked. We were able to save Republic Broadcasting for now. And I have I've worked with my friend John Stadtmiller to reduce costs so that Republic Broadcasting can stay afloat. And why am I doing that? Because the information is so valuable, and there are only a few outlets that will carry the kind of broadcasting that the alternative media has, like Dr. Sheely. There are only a few outlets, and we think it's that important, and that's why many of us have jumped in to do what we can. Dr. Sheely, L-arginine.
Sorry?
And L-arginine, there's a link between Alzheimer's and the consumption of L-arginine by the body. Can we talk about that when we come back?
You bet.
Okay. We're going to try to do what we can to reduce, resist, and defend from Alzheimer's. With Dr. Norman Sheely, I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means. Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. And Dr. Shealy, I was chatting with someone I like, know, and respect over the last week, and he was telling me about a relative he has in a police department in Ohio. And he said that he learned from his relative, who was a cop, that it seems that all of the people who are arrested and handcuffed by the police department and are brought to jail seem to fall down the stairs on the way to jail.
Yeah. I wonder if they have a footprint on the behind.
And, you know, I know that stairs in municipal buildings are these concrete-filled steel structures, you know, that are designed to... I wonder if they were designed to be a device of torture as well as a way of getting from one floor to another. But seriously, this person who I was talking with, he said his relative is a cop in Ohio, and literally that it seems like all the people that are on the way to jail who have been arrested and handcuffed seem to fall down the stairs. Now, you would think that the municipality would say, Jesus, that's like the 1,700 person who's fallen down the stairs. I wonder if there's something wrong with the stairs. Maybe we should use the elevator. How does this happen? And I've got to wonder, You know, in my family's case, I think that if I were arrested and fell down the stairs, my family would realize that I didn't fall down the stairs. I think my family would realize that. And I think my family would remember that. And I think there would be no stone left unturned to find out who the perpetrators were. And I think that justice would be meted out by my family. I really believe that. And that's kind of the way we are. And I wonder why so many other people are so weak. Why, you know, I've got to hand it to our black friends. I've got to hand it to our black friends in Baltimore who are protesting. Who are protesting the death of that man who was beaten and killed and seemed to have gotten a broken spine by the police. We need more protests. We need more people. And we have some friends in other countries who have taken over City Hall and have told those in alleged power that, by the way, you're out of here. You're fired. At the point of a gun. They've done that. And the cops have said in City Hall and the managers have said, the government said, well, who do you guys think you are? Well, the rest of us are at your houses. These guys are out of control. And I'm just wondering when. I'm just wondering when it's going to stop. And what's going to drive it to stop. L-arginine, Dr. Shealy, Alzheimer's, maybe that's what the problem is. Maybe so many of us have Alzheimer's that we're not capable of resisting.
Well, it's not, of course, just one thing. It's multiple things, including Roundup by Monsanto. Mm-hmm. But L-arginine, of course, is an essential amino acid in many respects, but we can make it out of any kind of good protein. But after age 40, much of the L-arginine is shifted to keep your muscles from falling apart, definitely by age 50. So although L-arginine can really help you make nitric oxide very nicely, up to 40 and 50 years of age, after 50, the majority of people actually don't get significant nitric oxide out of L-arginine, even if they take it with L-citrulline, which is another amino acid. So it's after age 50, personally, it would seem to me, other than having, basic habits, no smoking, normal weight, 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day, exercise 30 minutes 5 days a week, the single next best thing would be Nitro Extreme for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that our family takes Kyani Nitro Extreme. It's not a commercial, it's an endorsement, Dr. Shealy.
That's the way I look at it, too. And Carolyn Mace even is about to write a blog on it.
And when she does, please let me know and we'll post the link. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shuley, a number of the things that we talk about are the threats to us. And I'd like to share with you something that is really, really bothering me. And I don't have a solution at this moment other than avoidance. Now, let me tell you what it is. The term that we're using at USA Preparers, and I have not talked about it until this very moment, is middle attacks, M-I-D-D-L-E, middle attacks. And these attacks are on us, and they are surrounding us. And there's some medical things that we should probably discuss to help prevent us from being suffering from these middle attacks. Let me give you an example of what some of these attacks are. One type of middle attack would be like high frequency trading. That's where, let's say you want to buy some securities. And you get on the internet and you decide that you're going to purchase some shares of ABC company, whatever that may be. Well, you go to place the order, and there's a computer that sits between you and the exchange. And it says, okay, they want to buy 100 shares of this ABC company. And so this computer in the middle buys it and then resells it to you. That's a middle attack. So now you've already gotten inserted between you and the purchase another middleman who makes a small profit on all the trades. That's a middle attack. So that's high-frequency trading. Then you have the cell phones, and they are tracking, monitoring, recording all of our conversations and texts. That's another middle attack. Another one is the browsers that we use, all of these browsers on our computer, that track and monitor and record all of our browsing habits. And then we have the food that is modified to encourage disease and death. Now, all of these, in my opinion, all of these middle attacks, and there are many more, are authorized, encouraged, approved, and in my opinion, required by governments. Now, we are surrounded by these middle attacks. Dr. Sheely, when we talk about GMOs, and we talk about Roundup, and we talk about the poisoning of our water, that's another one. You know, between the water that we want to drink and the consumption of the water is the government who poisons it with fluoride. So that's another middle attack. The only thing I can think of, Dr. Sheely, to avoid these types of attacks are avoidance, for the most part, and being healthy. What do you think?
Well, I agree. You know, again, it's all to me, be prepared. I've had that motto since I was 12 years of age.
Sure, sure. And the Boy Scouts have taught us that. They've taught us to be prepared for all kinds of things. And then, of course, our government will say, well, if you guys want to have a flashlight and, you know, some extra batteries and maybe some, you know, food for 3 days and some water. Well, okay, I guess that'd be all right. We're saying that doesn't even scratch the surface of what we need to do. So, you know, what do we do about Monsatan? I guess that would be avoid, because they are so powerful and they've bought so many weak politicians that it's difficult for us to stop them. Now, of course, if we were to surround the parking lot or the entrance to the parking lots where the employees go to work, and if we were sitting there for a few years and be disruptive, you know, maybe that might have some impact. Of course, I've seen what happened when National Lead Company had a sit-in. They just brought their employees in by boat because they were on the water. And when the docks were blown up, they brought them in by helicopter. And that's so it just escalates, and that's not a good situation either. So avoiding is the only thing I can think of at this time until we develop a way of thwarting these middle attacks. So avoid buying stock. Just don't do it. Avoid using your cell phone. Just don't do it. Avoid buying food at the grocery store until the supermarket starts screaming, hey, we've lost our customers. We can't, they're not buying this crap. They're not willing to die from the products that we sell. Until we start doing that, they're going to continue doing it. Because the USDA and the FDA are really not in business to protect us. At least in my opinion. Are they, Dr. Sheely?
Oh, absolutely the opposite. You know, interestingly, Vince, between you and me, if everybody behaved the way we do, there are certain companies that would go out of business within a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's and all of its clones, all of the fast food restaurants, actually most grocery stores. If they depended upon what I buy at a grocery store, they couldn't stay in business.
Right.
I mean, I could get soap, and laundry detergent somewhere else, maybe. But mm-hmm. the amount of food that I buy at a grocery store is remarkably low. And, of course, the pharmaco mafia would go bankrupt, and Verizon and all of those companies would go bankrupt. The pop companies would go bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they stay in business except people are, quote, ignorant. And ignorance, by the way, is ignoring facts.
Yeah.
It's not knowing. It is ignoring.
Ignoring the facts. Okay. Speaking of ignoring the facts, Dr. Shealy, I traveled to Indianapolis over last weekend, and I spent a couple days there. And here's what I saw. I mean, not only did I saw the collapse of the infrastructure, the neglect, the abuses of the people by not spending carefully the people's money, you know, to keep the infrastructure up and running and viable. But the amount of chlorine that was in the water. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I were sharing a room at the motel, and it was a quality motel. So it wasn't a dump. It wasn't a Taj Mahal, but it wasn't a dump either. And so it was difficult for me to brush my teeth with the amount of chlorine in the water. So I'm thinking, wow, you know, how do you survive this? How do these people remain healthy consuming the level of chlorine in the water? It was hard to breathe washing my face. Now, for me, it's a dramatic change because we don't have chlorine in our water here at the farm. So, you know, a small amount of chlorine is a lot to me. And a lot of chlorine is overwhelming to me. But that's what we experienced in the shower and at the sink in this motel. So, Dr. Shealy, what do you think about that? Now, you travel, right? You've been to motels. Are you experiencing the same thing?
Oh, yeah. No question about it. In fact, sometimes I actually take my bottled water in the bathroom with me to brush my teeth.
Right. Right. So what about these people who are ignorant of the facts, the ones who are brushing their teeth, and that would be the least dangerous thing that they'd be doing with the water. You know, brushing their teeth, swishing it around, rinsing their mouth, and then spitting it out. I mean, they're trying not to swallow it. They're doing their best not.
Well, you know, interestingly, by the way, this reminds me, on my recent trip, a friend sent me a message early in the morning. I forgot to bring toothpaste. Would you squeeze some into a glass and bring it up to my room? Well, I didn't. I went down to the front desk because I know that they almost always have toothpaste, but unfortunately the toothpaste they have is fluoridated.
Sure.
And I don't do fluoridated toothpaste. I haven't bought fluoridated toothpaste in 30 plus years.
Okay, well, so let's say, Dr. Shealy, we said to our class today, all right, so here is a remedy that you almost certainly have in your homes right this moment. So if you say, you know what, I'm not going to use fluoridated toothpaste. That would be Crest and Pepsodent and Colgate and pretty much all the others, right? Just read the box. It'll say, warning, call poison control if you swallow more than is used for brushing your teeth. Okay, that would be the amount the size of a pea. So now you know that your toothpaste is poisonous. So if you want to immediately, right now, stop using it, all you have to do is go into your kitchen cabinet and get some salt. Okay? Whatever salt you have there, and then baking soda. And you can take a mixture of, let's say, half and half, half salt, half baking soda, or two-thirds baking soda, one-third salt, or three-quarters baking soda, one-quarter salt, something like that.
Now,
put that in the palm of your hand. Wet your toothbrush with non-chlorinated, non-fluoridated water. Okay? And brush your teeth with that. What do you think, Dr. Shealy?
I agree, But I would also say if you can remember to keep a bottle of eucalyptus oil in the bathroom, shake a drop of that eucalyptus into the baking powder and soda. It really tastes better.
So there you have it. So there is no reason to be addicted to that tube of convenience of that semi-liquid stuff called toothpaste, which has rat poison in it, which is also known as fluoride. I mean, who, Dr. Shuley, who in their right mind would say, if you're done with the rat poison, may I have it, please?
Have my share.
So I went to Jimmy's Egg, and you know I'm concerned, I'm interested. And so I walked in the back there, and there they have a water filtration system for coffee and tea and their beverages. I mean, the carbon block water filtration system. So they're doing. They're concerned about, you know, the taste, I'm sure, of their beverages. And who would want to drink water with chlorine in it? So Dr. Shuley, then here's the question. Are we damaging our body each time we have a glass of city tap water, municipal tap water that has chlorine and fluoride?
Yes. It's that simple.
Right.
Now it's low poison. You know, it is slow poison. Mm-hmm. I guess that's better than fast poison.
And I've done a commercial about water filtration systems, and I say you can lower your IQ by 5% by fluoridated water. Do you think that's reasonable? That mean accurate?
Well, that seems to be the fact.
Yeah, there you go. So there you have it. So, class, don't lower your IQ. Don't drink fluoridated water. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my when you go to the CD for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Chiel is with us, and in 1 hour and 8 minutes, you can listen to more of Dr. Norman Chiel on Hay House Radio. That's Hay, H-A-Y-H-O-U-S-E, radio.com. And Dr. Chiel will take questions, as he always does. By the way, chia seeds, Dr. Chiel, I put a post on the website that says chia seeds are very healthy and they're beneficial. What do you think about chia seeds?
They are. They have, of all vegetable matter, they have some of the best quality protein you can get. They've got good fiber. They've got good omega-3s. No question about it.
Right. And, you know, in Missouri, we have passed an amendment. I was against it. It's the Right to Farm Amendment. And in the Right to Farm Amendment, we are able to grow and farm. Now, one of the things that I'm wondering about is hemp. Now, I don't use drugs. However, I've heard you talk about hemp hearts. Now, my understanding is, and I wonder if this would be challenged by the government of Missouri, is it possible for us to grow hemp hearts?
Well, you
hemp
have
plants
to grow
and harvest the hearts.
You know, hemp that is used to grow for making cloth and rope and things like that is,
right.
It's like the difference between tea roses and shrub roses. I mean, there's a big difference in the two kinds of hemp.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
hemp heart, are they, which is really the seeds of regular rope, mm-hmm. if you will, type of hemp, is mm-hmm. an excellent quality protein And it does have a tiny bit of taurine, the only known plant that has any taurine in it.
Mm-hmm. So,
but it's not better than chia seeds.
It's not?
No. It comes close, but it's not as good.
Okay, so chia seeds are your first recommendation?
In the vegetable kingdom, I would say they are by far the best.
Okay. Now, how do we consume chia seeds, C-H-I-A, for the maximum health benefit?
Well, probably put them in a slush and blenderize them. That's the simplest way. They don't need to be
cooked. Can they be sprouted?
I don't know. I've never tried.
Okay.
That's a good question. I imagine so.
I'm going to do some research on that, and we'll report on that. How about pumpkin seeds?
Well, pumpkin seeds, of course, taste a lot better if you roast them. And they are loaded with zinc, especially. It's one of the best sources of zinc, so it's particularly good for your immune system and for your prostate gland.
Okay. So, guys, I think we need to start eating some pumpkin seeds. So then I guess what we should do is plant some pumpkins. I'm going to call White Harvest Seed and see if I can get some pumpkin seeds. And by the way, Dr. Shealy, I'm going to put on our website a seed kit for young people so they can, for like $5, get tomatoes, hot peppers, sweet peppers, grow them in their garden, and they can show mom and dad how they work. And we're going to put them on the website for $5, and they're White Harvest Seeds. The seeds that actually grow. And what do you think of tomatoes? I mean, I love tomatoes, but what do you think about the health benefits?
Well, actually, interesting, tomatoes are excellent. And interestingly, they're one of the few foods where the antioxidant, the lycopene, for instance, is significantly increased by cooking. So a good old tomato sauce is a superb way to use them, although, of course, I like fresh tomatoes even with eggs or any old way.
Well, what I like to do in the summer, Dr. Shealy, is take some tomatoes, cut them up, put some extra virgin olive oil, some balsamic vinegar on there, maybe just a small amount of salt, just a little bit, and some hot peppers, fresh hot peppers. I'm talking about go right to the garden, get them, wash them, cut them up, and that's lunch. I love it. And what do you think? Is that okay?
Oh, sounds super. Great, healthy snack.
There you go. Dr. Norman Shealy. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks.
Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We we just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.